This is Nick Geyer, the Blues Pundit, talking about Ed Iverson and some of the ironies concerning his contact in Eastern John Burchestan. In a recent column for the Moscow Pullman Daily News, Iverson, librarian at Moscow's New St. Andrews College, wrote about a sinister democratic blueprint for your future. Instead of drawing on easily found economic statistics, as one would think a professional librarian would do, Iverson relies on a contact in an unnamed Eastern European country, still emerging from the bad old days of Soviet-style socialism. I've carefully deduced by a process of elimination that this country must be Eastern John Burchestan. Iverson's Eastern European country could not possibly be the Czech Republic, with its 5.8% growth versus the U.S.'s 2%, and its 4.3% poverty rate, tied with Denmark as the lowest in the industrial world. The U.S. rate of 17% is second worst behind Mexico. It cannot be the Ukraine, with the best performing stock market in Europe, and an economy that's been growing at 7.9% for the first 6 months of 2007. Iverson should like the Polish government because of its anti-gay and anti-abortion policies, but that cannot be the reason why the economy is growing at 6.5%. Even though it is still recovering from war, Bosnia's growth is 6%. And The Economist magazine reports that, quote, the introduction of a value-added tax has brought discipline to the economy and cash to the treasury. Iverson focuses his criticism on high taxes and especially the value-added tax, that is used by all European countries, and one that is ironically recommended by some leading Republicans. Iverson's implication is that the VAT and high income taxes have ruined European economies and will wreck ours if we elect that socialist, Hillary Clinton, as the next president. If Iverson had consulted any website with comparative economic statistics, he would have found that the U.S. has now lost its lead in nearly every category. In a recent study on economic competitiveness by the World Economic Forum, 7 European welfare states were ranked in the top 10. Sweden and Denmark were 3rd and 4th, and the U.S. has dropped to 6th. The Economist magazine has also rated Denmark, with a VAT of 25% and an average income tax of 50%, as the least corrupt and most business-friendly country in the world. As a student of theology and Christian history, I relish yet another irony. In his book, Evangelicals at an Impasse, evangelical Christian Robert Johnston discusses biblical economics. He concludes that the Bible does not support to each according to merit. Rather, it teaches to each according to need, the most famous phrase in Marxist philosophy. This economic communism is found in the book of Acts. Quote, and all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they sold their possessions and goods and distributed them to all, as any had need. This was not just a temporary or isolated phenomenon, because the church father Tertullian, living 200 years later, reported that, quote, we'd hold everything in common except our wives. How about some biblical Bolshevism, Ed? Your pastor believes in biblical absolutism, which means that one should follow the Bible in all respects and never be ashamed of what it says or teaches, including defending the South's ownership of slaves in the execution or banishment of gays and lesbians. This is Nick Geyer, the Blues Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.